How the Gospel Has Power. Christ gave his disciples their message. Teach the people, he said, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That which he had spoken, not only in person but through all the Old Testament, is here included. There is no place for tradition, man's theories, or laws ordained by ecclesiastical authority. The law and the prophets, with the record of his own words and deeds, are the treasure to be given to the world. The gospel is to be presented, not as a lifeless theory, but as a living force to change the life. Those whose course has been most offensive to him he freely accepts. When they repent, he imparts to them his divine spirit and sends them into the camp of the disloyal to proclaim his boundless mercy. Through his grace men may possess a Christ-like character and rejoice in his great love. He is not content merely to announce these blessings, he presents them in the most attractive way, to excite a desire to possess them. So his servants are to present the riches of the unspeakable gift. The wonderful love of Christ will melt and subdue hearts, when the mere reiteration of doctrines would accomplish nothing. Words alone cannot tell it. Let it be manifested in the life. Christ is sitting for his portrait in every disciple. In every one, his long-suffering love, his mercy and truth, are to be manifested to the world. The first disciples prepared themselves for their work. Before Pentecost, they met together and put away all differences. Of one accord they prayed in faith, waited with the burden for souls. Then it was that the Holy Spirit was poured out, and thousands were converted in a day. So it may be now. Let the word of God be preached. Let Christians put away their dissensions, give themselves to God for saving the lost. Let them in faith ask for the blessing, and it will come. The outpouring in apostolic days was the former rain, and glorious was the result, but the latter rain will be more abundant. See. All who consecrate soul, body, and spirit to God will be constantly receiving a new endowment of physical and mental power. Through cooperation with Christ, in their human weakness they are enabled to do the deeds of omnipotence. The Savior longs to manifest his grace and stamp his character on the whole world. He desires to make men free and pure and holy. Through the bloodshed for the world there are triumphs to be achieved that will bring glory to God and the Lamb. Christ shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied.